朋友，欢迎你来到活在耶稣里福音网站，收听为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是周同培牧师，请你打开圣经来领受教导，愿圣经真理帮助你在主耶稣里结出丰盛生命的好果子。
今天我们刚才读的圣经也是大家非常熟悉的圣经。
The Bible verse that we read earlier is something that we're very familiar with.
我相信今天在座的没有哪一位没有听过这节圣经。
I don't think there's anyone who has not heard this Bible verse.
如果我能做一个估计，过去这个十年的拆团年会，已经大概有十个人讲过这段圣经了。
I've predicted in the past 10 years, probably at least 10 people have spoken on this Bible verse.
那么为什么今天我还是用这节圣经呢？
And why is it that I still use this verse?
因为我相信这节圣经在每一个读的人，如果在神的引导之下，会看见他所当看见新的亮光。
Because I believe through this Bible verse, through God's guidance, we'll be able to see new light.
我觉得很稀奇一件事情，圣经这件事情，圣经本身就是一个历久常新的书。
I think that it's very miraculous and very, very amazing that Bible is something that's new every day.
所以我也相信里面所有的教训也是历久常新的。
So I believe all the teaching is new every time you hear it.
每一次当我们读的时候，它应当有一种新鲜的感动。
Every time we read the Bible verse, there should be a new inspiration.
所以我们记得在约翰一书里面，约翰曾经告诉我们。
We remember in the first book of John, John has told us.
约翰说：“我告诉你们一条命令。”
Let me tell you a commandment.
他说：“我告诉你们一条新命令。”
I want to tell you a new commandment.
其实这个新命令是旧命令。
Actually, this is an old commandment, but it's new.
因为我们是从主耶稣领受的。
Because we received it from Jesus Christ.
这个命令是什么呢？
What is this new commission?
就是叫你们彼此相爱。
Just so that you will love one another.
不错，我们在约翰福音里面十三章读到彼此相爱主耶稣的命令。
We've learned that in the first book of John that we need to love one another.
但是每一次我们读的时候，我们都觉得这个命令实在是何等的真实。
But every time we read it, we feel all over again how true this verse is.
神儿女今天中间最大的需要，就是在神的爱中间长进。
The greatest need in Christians today is to grow in love.
而结果叫我们生命能够成熟到一个地步，来负担神所托给我们的使命。
So that we can mature in this life, so that we can take on the responsibilities that God has given us.
约翰说：“我赐给你们一条新命令，其实一条旧的命令，因为是从主所领受的。”
John said that I'm giving you a new commandment, but it's actually old commandment through Christ.
所以我相信我们读到主耶稣讲的大使命的时候，也有同样的感觉。
So I think when we read the Great Commission, we have the same feeling.
主说了一遍，不需要再说第二遍。
God has spoken once, he doesn't need to speak again.
在圣经里面马太福音这样清楚的记载，每一次当我们读的时候，圣灵再次对我们说话。
It's so clearly spoken already through Matthew, but every time we read it, the Holy Spirit speaks to us again.
不仅贵教会十年来可能每年听到一次关于拆团的信息。
I think every year, through the past 10 years, you have heard at least one time a year about Great Commission.
大使命的记录。至少到现在两千多年。
The history of Great Commission is at least 2,000 years.
我不知道有多少的人曾经读过这些圣经，读到这里，神的话抓住他。
And I don't know how many people have realized, have felt that God's word gripping at you when you come to this verse.
我不知道多少人因为看见拆团的需要而把自己生命献上。
I don't know how many people have seen the need of mission and put their lives before God.
恐怕也没有人能够统计。
And I guess no one can calculate.
但是我相信，不论怎样，这句话所带来的力量，却是每一个拆船背后的动力。
I believe that the message of this verse is the moving force behind every mission organization.
因为我们看见在这里不仅是一个命令，这个命令背后神的心意。
It's not only commandment, but it's also the heart of God.
当我们讲到异象，当我们讲到使命的时候
，When we talk about miracles and when we talk about
visions
and we talk about mission.
我们要问是谁的使命，是谁的异象
？We have to think about whose mission and whose vision.
大家知道我说话的意思。
Do you know what I mean?
这里的使命，这里的意向是谁的意向，谁的使命？
Whose mission, whose vision are we talking about?
通常我们认为是那些看见意向的人。现在我看见了意向，所以我就有了意向。我看见这个使命，这使命变成我的使命。
And there are people who says because I see the vision, I'm able to do the mission.
为什么我们这样说？
Why do we say that?
因为我们常常觉得说，今天我的工作和侍奉能够满足神的心意。
Because a lot of times we say that our work through our mission can satisfy God's heart.
但是我今天晚上要请弟兄姊妹们从神的角度来看。
But I ask you to look at the whole thing through God's point of view.
若是神使我们看见一个意象，神使我们看见我们应当有的使命。
If God has allowed us to have a vision and to allow us to see the mission,
因为这个意象是神的。
Because this is a vision through God.
不仅是出于神，并且是神自己的。
It's not only from God, but it's of Himself.
什么叫做意象？
What is a vision?
意象就是我们所看见的一个远见。
It is something that we see far ahead of us.
弟兄姊妹们，你们能不能看见耶稣基督在这个大使命中间，他所看见的是什么？
Can you see what Jesus Christ, what our God sees through the Great Commission?
不是因为耶稣基督从死里复活以后，他不能够在地上传福音，所以要门徒去传福音。
It's not that after he rose from the dead that he can no longer spread the gospel on earth that he wants us to do it.
而是在这里看见整个教会接受差传的命令之后，神的工作能够借着他的儿女，借着使徒们，借着圣徒们来完成。
It's that after we receive the Great Commission that God's work can be accomplished through the church and through the believers.
想一想，今天神要叫我们在救恩上面与他的儿子耶稣基督有份。
When we say there's a vision or a mission.
神有一个负担，神有一个使命，他有一个意向，他早就在他心目中间看见了。
The burden for his mission and the vision has always been in his heart.
常常我们说，在神没有时间的分别，没有空间的分别。
We often say that in God there's no differentiation in space or time.
所以神的心目中间，神的心里所要达成的事情，他早就知道。
So God knows in his heart the things that he wants to accomplish.
我不是在讲到神的预知的问题。
I am not talking about God's
foreknowledge. 弟兄姊妹，你记不记得？在加拉太书里面告诉我们福音是什么。
Do you remember in the book of Galatians, what is gospel?
那里特别提到跟亚伯拉罕的关系。
He specially mentioned the relationship he has with Abraham.
在那里保罗告诉我们说，神要借着亚伯拉罕叫所有的人叫万族都因他得福。
And in, through that verse, God has communicated to us that through Abraham,the gospel will be spread through all the nations.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹们，我们今天传扬福音的时候，我们里面是不是因为有神的爱作为动力？
I don't know when we spread the gospel, brothers and sisters, do you have the love of God motivating you?
因为主耶稣说神爱，因为圣经告诉我们说神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，就一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
Because the gospel tells us that God loves the world and.If you believe in him, no one shall perish.
神爱我们的爱在这里显明了。
And God loves us and his love is manifested.
基督教之所以成为一个世界性的宗教，从犹太教的狭窄中间出来，因为他叫我们看见神就是爱。
The reason that Christianity has spread from the narrow religion of Judaism to Christianity is because of God's love.
神不仅是犹太人的神，神更是万人的神，所有世人的神。
And this God is not only a Jewish God, but he is a God of the whole entire world.
救恩不仅是为了犹太人预备的，更是为了所有受造之类预备的。
And salvation is not only prepared for the Jews, but also for all the nations throughout the world.
当我们这样讲的时候，我们也很小心。
We have to be very careful when we say this.
因为其实犹太教在神的心意中间也并不是狭窄的。
But in the heart of God, because in the heart of God, the Jewish religion is not a narrow religion.
犹太主义并不是在神的心目中间像人来解释那样，神是犹太人的神。
Because in God's heart, it is not a religion that talks about the Jewish God.
为什么我们可以知道这个事情？
Why do we know this?
因为当神赐福给亚伯拉罕的时候。
Because when God blessed Abraham.
最早的时候就已经不是单单为了亚伯拉罕得的祝福。
From the very beginning, this is already not the blessing just for Abraham.
神对亚伯拉罕所说的话。
The message that God gave to Abraham.
他应许亚伯拉罕和他的子孙。
He promised Abraham and his descendants.
他告诉我们说。
He says to us,
神并不是说众子孙指着许多人，乃是说你那一个子孙指着一个人，就是基督。
What verse is that?
加拉太书第三章第十六节 ，Galatians chapter three verse sixteen.
Okay. Galatians chapter three verse sixteen. The promises were spoken to Abraham and to his seeds. The scripture does not say and to seeds, meaning many people.But and to your seed, meaning one person who is Christ.
神借着他的儿子耶稣基督要祝福所有的世人。
Our Lord wants to bless all the people through His Son Jesus Christ.
神也借着亚伯拉罕要祝福所有的世人。
And God through Abraham wants to bless every person in the nations.
同一章圣经第三章第八节这样说。
The whole the same book chapter three.Verse 8.
并且圣经既然预先看明神要叫外邦人因信称义，就早已传福音给亚伯拉罕说，万国都必因你得福。
The scripture foresaw that God would justify the Gentiles by faith and announce the gospel in advance to Abraham. All nations will be blessed through you.
弟兄姊妹，我讲这些圣经的意思是什么地方
What is that I'm trying to say through this Bible verse?
刚才我说马太福音第二十八章讲到传福音的大使命。
Before I talked about the book of Matthew talking about the Great Commission.
讲到每一世代神借着他们传扬福音。
We talked about God has used every generation to spread the gospel.
因为神的心并不是狭窄的。
Because God is not narrow-minded.
绝不能因为我们这些已经信主的人而得的满足。
And we cannot just be satisfied and content with the number that we already have of people.
如果我们把神的恩典留下来，扣住。
If we limit God's blessings,
那就是跟犹太人看错了，把福音扣留在他们自己手里一样的情形。
Then we have done the same wrong as the Jewish people who kept God's blessing to themselves.
所以，当我们，我如果我们说的严重一点
，If we put it more seriously.
一个不能够遵行差传命令的圣徒
，If you are a saint who cannot obey the Great Commission，
一个不能够执行差传命令的教会
，A church that cannot be obedient to the Great Commission，
不是神旨意中间的教会
，It's not a church from God。
所以弟兄姊妹，这话听起来非常严重，对不对
？This is a very serious statement。
但是我更愿意从正面的角度来看这件事情。
But I also want to look at it from the positive。
神爱世人，所以才把福音的命令给了每一个教会，给了每一个基督徒，给每一个世代的神的儿女。
God loves the world, therefore He has given the commission to every Christian, every church, and every organization.
约翰福音三章十六节告诉我们说，神爱世人。
And John chapter 3 verse 16, God told us God loves the world.
彼得是一个非常有感情的人。
Peter is a very emotional person.
他甚至怎么说
？What does he say？
他说：“神愿意叫万人得救，不愿意叫一人沉沦。”
Peter says that God rather that all are saved and not one is forsaken.
有时候我觉得彼得讲的话，好像比耶稣基督、比圣经里面记载的话，这里约翰所记载的话更加有感情。
Sometimes I feel like, Peter is more passionate when he says this than when John or Jesus mentioned the same principle.
有时候我们读圣经就读的有点。因为刚刚叶弟兄也说，如果头脑太大，知识太多，读圣经读不清楚。
Sometimes, we put too much of our own thoughts and own smarts into reading the Bible.
我要举的例子就是这里，因为约翰福音第三章里面所讲的话，神爱世人，甚至叫他独生子，甚至将他独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。这句话大家会背是不是
？We can all memorize John chapter 3 verse 16.
那么这句话到底是约翰写的呢，还是谁讲的呢？还是耶稣自己讲的呢
？Is this written by John or spoken by Jesus Christ.
读神学的人很多理论搞得糊里糊涂，谁也不晓得哪个对。
There are a lot of people who study theology who argue about this.
但是我要说的意思就是说，不管这是耶稣讲的话，还是使徒约翰讲的话。
I want to say that it doesn't matter whether Jesus said it or that John said it.
你要看见彼得这个更有感情的人，他讲话更加热情。
We want to see that Peter, someone who is more emotional, has said even more passionately.
他说神不愿意一人沉沦，愿意人人都得救，愿意万人得救。
Peter says that God does not want anyone to fall and wants everybody to receive salvation.
刚才我们讲大使命这节圣经。
We talked about the Great Commission.
我们看见这个图画，在神眼中看见的这个意象是什么？
We see this vision that is from God.
就是借着每一个世代不断的传扬。
Is that the gospel will be spread through all generations?
一代一代的接受这个使命。
Every generation will receive this commission.
而把福音传遍地极。
So that the gospel will be spread to the end of the earth.
我们立刻想起《使徒行传》第一章第八节那里的话。
So we immediately think about The book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 8.
那里我们听见主的教训说，你们要从耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。
And it says, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit come on you, and you will be my witness in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth.
所以耶稣基督不仅是一个有远见，他这里讲的大使命，更是一个有次序、有方法、有计划传扬的一个路。
He's not someone that is short-sighted. He can see far, and he has a plan, and he's organized in spreading the gospel.
如果你把马太福音二十章、二十八章跟使徒行传第一章第八节连在一起
，If you connect Matthew 28 to Acts chapter 1 verse 8,
你差不多可以把传福音策略都讲得清楚了，
can,
都在里面了。
You can basically include all the progression of the gospel.
神的意思是要借着一代一代的从我们身上把福音由里到外传扬出去。
God's own meaning is to use one generation to spread the gospel to another generation to the ends of the earth.
所以今天在每一个世代中间，对于神的使命、对于神的大使命、对于神的话语都应当留心。
So that no matter what generation you're in, you need to pay attention to God's great commission.
而且照着神的话语，这样是能够把福音传遍地极的方法。
And through God's word, we can spread the gospel to the ends of the earth.
不仅是在第一代使徒们这样子传扬福音。
It's not only that we spread the gospel through the first Christian generation.
不仅是我们看见保罗这样传扬福音。
It's not that we only see that Paul spreads the gospel this way.
不仅叫我们看见在教会历史中间不同的世代有人起来传福音。
And it's not only that we see that different generations have people spread the gospel.
而是每一个世代都同样的从这个大使命里面把自己献身上去。
But that through every generation, that in every generation, we have followed the same great commission.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹们是不是很喜欢问问题的。
I don't know if you like to ask questions.
在我自己年轻的时候，我们读到这些使命的时候，读到这些经文的时候。
When I was younger, when we read through these Bible verses,
一面我们里面因着神的爱的激励，知道传福音的重要。
Because of God's love's motivation, we know the importance of spreading the gospel.
刚才叶弟兄提到我在 Cornell 那里读物理。
One of the brothers mentioned that I study physics in Cornell.
我们查经班那个时候有好多人都是读物理的。
We had a lot of physics major in our Bible study.
这些读物理人都会问很多奇奇怪怪的问题。
And these physics majors had all kinds of strange questions.
我们会问说，这样神不公平。
And they say God is not fair.
因为这里如果福音从耶路撒冷开始，从犹太全地、撒玛利亚直到地极。
If the gospel started from Jerusalem to Judea and then to the ends of the earth,
如果福音是每一个世代一段一段传扬出去的
，If the gospel is spread from one generation to the other,
那我们中国落得很后面。
Then China will fall far behind.
不仅这样
，It's not like that.
我们里面还有一种悲天悯人的情绪。
We have
compassion. 我们说那些福音还没有传到的时候，那些人死了怎么办呢
？And they ask, well, if the gospel did not reach people before they die, what do we do?
我不知道弟兄姊妹今天是不是还在问这个问题？好多人没有听见福音死了怎么办
？I think everybody's still asking the same question. What can you do if someone dies before they hear the gospel?
这个问题是相当严重。
This is a very serious question.
正在我们讲话的时候
，Just as we speak.
你知道全世界有250个已经灭亡了。
we know that in the world there's 250 people who already died.
这是怎么算出来的？
How do you calculate that?
很简单，根据人口成长的人口出生率，就是死亡率。
We calculate that by the population, birth rate and mortality.
全世界每一分钟250个人。
In the whole entire world, every minute there are 250 people who die.
如果他们没有听见福音，他们就沉沦。
If they have not heard the gospel, then they have fallen.
弟兄姊妹，我们里面会有很多问题。那些没有听见福音的灭亡怎么办？
We have all these questions. What happens to these people who haven't heard the gospel?
但是我想，我们一个更正确的态度。
I think a more correct attitude is.
要问我们自己。
We have to ask ourselves.
不是问那些没有听见福音的人怎么办。
It's not that we ask what happens to the people who haven't heard.
而是你我这些听见福音的人怎么办。
Instead of asking that question, we need to ask the people who have heard, such as you and myself, what do we do?
没有听见福音的人不能怎么办。
The people who haven't heard the gospel can't do very much.
但是听见福音的人能怎么办。
But the people who have heard the gospel, what can you do?
在座是不是还有人没有接受主耶稣
？Amongst us, is there anyone who has not accepted Christ?
头一件事情你要接受他。
First thing you need to do is accept him.
接受耶稣基督做你的救主。
So you need to accept Jesus Christ as your personal savior.
知道并且相信他的宝血能洗净你的罪。
You need to know and believe that his blood can cleanse your sin.
今天我来的时候，路上跟叶静一家坐车子来的。
I drove all the way here with the Yet family.
我听见叶弟兄跟他女儿 Nicole 在那里对答，讲到耶稣基督的救恩。
I heard Richard and Nicole's conversation about Jesus Christ's salvation.
我听见 Nicole 所说的真理是那样的清楚。
I heard what Nicole said about truth and how clear she is about it.
叫我真正里面有绝对的相信，就是说任何人要接受福音。神会把他的真理放得清楚明白。
It made me believe wholeheartedly that anyone who wants to believe in Christ, God will give him the salvation or her the salvation.
过去十年、二十年中间，我接触许许多多从中国大陆来的朋友们。
I have encountered many, many Chinese people from mainland China over the past few years.
我有机会在四年以前在 San Antonio 这个地方带两个年轻人信主。
And I had an opportunity to lead two young people to Christ in San Antonio.
这两个人都是从中国大陆来的。
And these two people are both from mainland China.
是在这边做交换学者，研究一些脑科神经的事情的。
And these are exchange scholars studying about brain neurology.
他们来的时候所谈的事情，跟信主以后所有的改变，对事情看法完全不一样。
Their attitudes before and after they receive Christ is completely different.
一个最简单的例子。
The simplest example I can give you.
那位弟兄当他信主以后。
After a brother has received Christ.
他就讲一件事情给我听。
He said one thing to me.
他说我现在才明白。
He said now I understand.
他说从前我在大学里面读书的时候，我们在显微镜底下看很多东西。
He says that when I was in college and studying, organisms under the microscope.
他说我看见以前微镜底下那些放射东西这么奇妙，这个很多组织细胞这么奇妙。
I used to think how miraculous and how amazing these things under the microscopes are.
他就说，哇，人真是了不起。
He says how great human beings are.
竟然能够看见这么小的东西在显微镜底下。
You can actually see something so small under the microscope.
他旁边一个是个基督徒。
Someone next to him was a Christian.
你知道，虽然在共产的政权底下，还是有人做基督徒的。
Although they're raised and live under the communist regime, they're still Christians there.
那位弟兄，那位基督徒说什么？神真伟大。
The Christian says how great God is.
先是不信主这位弟兄说，人真了不起的。
The non-Christian brother says, human beings are great.
在那天晚上他接受主的时候，他就懂得为什么他基督徒的朋友说神真伟大。
on the night he received Christ, he finally understood why his Christian friends said that God is great.
许多时候不是真理争辩的问题。
Many times it's not arguing about truth.
而是因为看事情的角度不一样了。
It is looking at things from a different point of view.
在你生命中间没有神的时候，你所看见的事情不一定是准确的。
When you have no God in your life, your point of view may not be correct.
所以对于那些还迟迟疑疑不肯信主的人，我说，请你今天换一副眼镜。
And for those people who cannot make up their mind about whether to believe in God, I ask you to change your glasses today.
盼望你今天能接受耶稣。
I hope that you can accept Christ today.
我在教会里面传道，有一位朋友。
I have a friend who, from church.
我跟他传福音，我在那里聚会的时候，他十七年都跟我在一起。
When I was doing work, mission work there, he was there with me for 17 years.
我住在洛杉矶的时候，他也住在洛杉矶。
When I lived in Los Angeles, he was there with me also.
我跟他传福音，他也不要信。
I tried to tell him about God, and he did not want to believe.
他也没有拒绝，就是不要信。
He never refused, but he just doesn't want to believe.
以后我搬家了，搬到 Orange County 去了。
Afterwards, I went, I moved to Orange County.
过了一两年，他也搬到 Orange County 来了。
He also followed me to Orange County.
他太太带他来聚会。
And his wife brought him to church with.
太太是个基督徒。
His wife is a Christian.
他在我那里又聚了好几年，十几年。
And he was in the same church with me for several years.
终于有一天，他接受信主。
One day he finally accepted Christ.
前后一共十七年。
17 years from the beginning.
他受浸的时候，我跟他讲一件事情。
After when he was baptized, I told him something.
我说张弟兄啊。
I said, Brother Chang.
按照你的教会里的年日。
According to your age at in church.
十七年了，你该做长老了。
17 years, you should have been an elder.
但是你现在刚刚信主，刚刚从初信造就开始。
But you just now accepted Christ.
我希望这里没有人要听17年才信主。
I hope that no one here needs to listen to the gospel 17 years before they accept.
我希望你改换你的眼光，接受耶稣基督你的救主。
I pray that I hope that you can change your viewpoint and accept Christ.
我说今天福音的责任不在那些从来没有听见的人身上。
The responsibility of spreading the gospel does not belong to those who haven't heard it.
我们所关心的不应当说那些没有听见福音，他们灭亡怎么办
？We shouldn't be concerned about what happens to the people who haven't heard the gospel.
你知道，有些人甚至用这个做理由、做借口，不愿意信主。
A lot of people use that as an excuse not to accept God themselves.
当然，如果你这样追上去，你的祖先中间一定有人没有信主的。
Well, of course, if you go back to all your ancestors, there are definitely people who haven't accepted Christ.
他说，因为我的祖先没有信主，所以我不要信主。
A lot of people say because my ancestor hasn't become a Christian, hasn't believed in Christ, I don't want to believe either.
如果这个道理有理的话，那没有人要信耶稣了。
If that logic works, then no one will ever want to believe in Christ.
很多人可能是你家里第一个信主的。
Many people are the first person. Many people are first people who believe in Christ in the family.
我愿意借着神的话鼓励你。
I want to encourage you through God's words.
亚伯拉罕也是他家第一个信主的。
Abraham was the first Christian in his family.
对不对？
朋友。你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，感谢你的收听，也希望你能为活在耶稣里福音事工祷告。如果你愿意用金钱奉献来支持福音节目，请在我们网站的首页点击奉献支持，与我们一起同工，带领更多的同胞来归向神的救恩。